With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. In a recent poll, a solid majority favors President Trump's proposal to give tariff refund checks to income-qualifying Americans.
President Trump has suggested the idea of providing what he's termed tariff dividend payments of $2,000 to low- and middle-income Americans. The latest Rasmussen Report's national survey finds 62% of likely U.S. voters approve of that idea, funded by revenue from the tariffs. That includes 34% who strongly approve of the idea. 29% disapprove. George Williams, Washington.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says 2026 is when the U.S. economy will really take off thanks to Trump administration economic policies.
We've had two 4% quarters before the Schumer shutdown. We're going to go back to that. So not only are we going to have great growth, but it's going to be low inflationary growth. And stock market obviously is following, but next year is going to be the year for Main Street as all this kicks in.
Police have arrested a man in London after a group was assaulted with pepper spray.
Ambulance crews treated over 20 people at a Heathrow Airport parking garage where the assaults occurred. Five were taken to a hospital, though their injuries are not believed to be serious, authorities say. The incident in Terminal 3 happened after an argument escalated between two groups who knew each other, the Metropolitan Police say. The clash is not being investigated as terrorism. One man's being held on suspicion of assault while police search for other suspects who left the scene. Passengers using the terminal were delayed for several hours. I'm Charles Delavest.
California officials are warning foragers about a deadly outbreak linked to wild mushrooms. The state poison control has identified 21 cases of amatoxin poisoning, likely deathcap mushrooms. This is SRN News. The U.S. will no longer commemorate World AIDS Day. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
President Trump has instructed federal offices to stop spending taxpayer dollars on the event, which has come to be seen as something that promotes the LGBT agenda. The administration says it will continue helping in the global fight against the disease, but will skip the commemorative aspects. Before winning his second term, the president vowed to stop spending money on promoting the LGBT agenda after hearing from many angry constituents. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas Tech University system is restricting how faculty discuss sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation in classrooms. Chancellor Brandon Crichton has also introduced a process for professors to have their course content approved by the Board of Regents if it touches any of those topics. This is SRN News. Beginning this week, Australia enforces its social media rules governing minors.
Australia is set to enforce its new age limit from December 10, requiring major platforms to close underage accounts and report back each month on how many they've removed. Communications Minister Annika Wells said the platforms could face fines of up to $33 million if they fail to take reasonable steps to remove these accounts. The rule applies to platforms including Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube, with Twitch recently added to the list. Critics argue, though, that the law doesn't improve online safety. A court challenge is pending, but the government insists the law will proceed as planned. I'm Nayan Kim.
Survivors of the 1941 Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor have long been the center of a remembrance ceremony. Each year, there are today 12 are still alive and are there for the remembrance today. More details at srnnews.com.